735 at 89.5 KWGS. Good morning. I'm John Durkee. The connection between the growing number of earthquakes and oil and gas production could have profound impacts on big energy states like Oklahoma. But as State Impact Oklahoma's Joe Wirtz reports this morning in the final part of a series, scientists don't have the data they need to study the link.
There's concern among many seismologists that waste fluid disposal wells used by the oil and gas industry could be causing earthquakes. The consensus is growing, but it's not unanimous. There is, however, one thing these scientists agree on, even skeptics, like the Oklahoma Geological Survey's Austin Holland.
So in order to tell whether an earthquake was induced by man's activities or not, we really need the kind of data that isn't collected ahead of time.
Proving a link between earthquakes and disposal wells hinges on time, location, and pressure. Time and location are pretty easy. We know when earthquakes happen, and we know where all of Oklahoma's active disposal wells are located. But all the seismologists State Impact interviewed said the same thing. We simply don't know enough about how much pressure fluid disposal is building up underground. The available data on pressure isn't enough. The University of Oklahoma's Katie Kiernan sums it up.
But we actually need to see the pressure within the reservoir in the subsurface to fully establish these links, and those data are not usually available.
In Oklahoma, disposal well operators are required to record pressure measurements at the surface, and they have to file that information with the State Corporation Commission. But Oklahoma's oil and gas regulator doesn't require operators to monitor pressure underground. But Oklahoma isn't alone. State Impact surveyed the regulations of other oil and gas states and couldn't find any such requirements. But seismologists, like the U.S. Geological Survey's Bill Ellsworth, say they need it, and they can't get it on their own.
It would have to be something that the operators would be collecting.
Seismologists say there's a good chance that some disposal well operators are collecting this data. They're just not sharing it with state and federal researchers. We reached out to some of the biggest operators for comment, but our request went unanswered. Seismologist Katie Kiernan.
You know, many things we can't prove, but having these additional data would, you know, give us that possibility.
Since this data could be used to connect oil and gas activity with earthquakes, it's easy to understand why an operator might not want to share it, even if they have it. Oklahoma has experienced an exponential increase in earthquakes since 2009. Most of these quakes are small, but a November 2011 earthquake was the state's largest in at least a century, and it damaged 200 buildings. Industry regulators in states like Colorado are considering seismicity when they issue permits, but no such regulation changes have been proposed in Oklahoma, says the Corporation Commission's Matt Skinner. The agency is keeping an open mind about new research on the connection between disposal wells and earthquakes, but before any new laws are considered, a
scientific conclusion will have to come from the Geological Survey. What to do about the scientific conclusion is the responsibility of the commission.
But what about the larger issue? Are energy companies themselves looking into the possibility that earthquakes could be linked to the waste fluids the industry pumps into the ground? Federal and state seismologists say it's likely. But none of Oklahoma's biggest producers, Apache, Chesapeake, Devon, Sandridge, or Sheridan, would talk to State Impact about it. A few companies referred our questions to the Oklahoma Independent Petroleum Association. OIPA President Mike Terry can't speak for the internal operations at any one company, but he knows of no collaborative effort among energy companies to study the issue. Terry says it's all up to the Oklahoma Geological Survey.
The Geological Survey, to my knowledge, is pretty well staffed. I don't know what their shortcomings are and what they feel like they need. And whether it's bigger computers, I don't know.
Well, the Geological Survey has one full-time, earthquake seismologist.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.
7:39 now, traffic and weather in 10 minutes. This is Morning Edition on 89.5 KWGS.